Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Horror at the Store is sponsored by FYE. You can check them out in-store or at FYE.com for some of the coolest horror merch you can find. Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. Today, we have a lovely, special guest. She works in the film industry. She's adorable. She's amazing. Give it up for Liz Holland.
Woohoo, Liz Holland, yay! Woo-hoo. Thank you for having me.
Of course, thanks for coming.
Of course. I'm really excited that we got to do two Stephen King movies during our kind of like marathon recording, because Stephen King is one of my favorites.
He's the best.
From like childhood on. And this is one I'd never seen before, and I genuinely, this is stupid. I didn't know it was an anthology.
I didn't either. I gave you two anthology films.
Yeah, two Stephen King anthology films.
That was unintentional.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And it's because this is my thing. Whenever I look at a poster, I form a full feature in my head.
Yeah, and it's just Drew Barrymore with a cat.
And you're like Firestarter, but with a cat. That's what I did.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Meow.
I was like, it's a whole, and technically it is a whole, like, Drew Barrymore with a cat plot, ultimately.
Yeah.
But I was just like, when it started, and it was Quitters Inc. Like, what I wrote was, I like the tie-in to the short Quitters Inc. It's one of my favorites. And then the next note, for some reason, I didn't know this was an anthology film.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm a fan of anthology films now. I don't think I want to watch anymore. They're good. And these were interesting.
These were Honestly, the first two are two of my favorite, like, Stephen King shorts, because I've read a fuck ton of them. I think these are both, Half Past Midnight or, like, Night Shift.
Yeah.
But Quitters, Inc., I've always been like, that should be a film. And same with whatever, the bet about the building.
Yes.
Because they're just so visual and, like, interesting and scary in, like, a pragmatic way, mm-hmm. where it's like, this is scary because it's like, actually, Quitters Inc. is a great idea. Give me Quitters Inc.
Let's first get into let's get into the log line. So we do a log line over the title alone, having not seen the film. So just off of the title, like, whatever you think the story is. I said Cat's Eye. The film is Cat's Eye. Stephen King's Cat's Eye. Let's didn't even say it yet.
1981.
Yeah, I didn't. I actually didn't write that on the year. Oh my God.
Question mark.
So I said Cat's Eye. A girl discovers a cat with a glass eye. The eye, you ask, has the ability to teleport anything it touches to alternate dimensions.
Okay, so this is where you're gonna realize again, did this wrong.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to say I did it creatively. Yeah. Cat's Eye. Better Creep Show.
Yeah.
That's my log line.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
You know.
100%. Basically, this is just an anthology series about a stray cat.
A little Oliver and Company style. Yeah. Every time that he's running around, I'm like, Billy Joel should be playing. I don't know.
He's vibing. He's chilling. It's three tales of suspense and horror. So we start off with this stray cat running from a dog. You know.
Very cool. Okay, wait. I love opening with a Cujo dog.
Yeah, I was like, Cujo!
And then a Christine license plate. And I'm just like, aww.
Stephen King was like,
I love a tie-in.
He's like, did you know I made this film? You want to know
Every
how?
Time you watch any Stephen King movie, he's like, did you know that I also made this movie?
That's what I want to do. I've made some horror shorts, and I reference all of my films that I've ever made in all of them.
Yes. So that one day when
just
you're prolific, everyone
ever so
will look
subtly,
back.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's like the Adam Sandler universe. Mm-hmm. It's like everything. Have you seen Hubie Halloween?
Yes.
Everything is references each other. I'm like, it's genius. It's not a good movie, but it's
genius.
Fantastic, because there's just so much in there. You're like,
yeah.
You guys really thought about this?
And I love the King Metaverse, the King Multiverse.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. So this cat's running away from the dog, and it runs into the shipping truck, and it eventually ends the cat. The cat ends up in a city and sees this mannequin at a store, and it's this ghost of baby Drew Barrymore, who's like, "You gotta find it! You gotta find it! Hurry!" And the cat's like, "What? What?" First of all, cat actor, brilliant. This is the best acting I've seen ever.
There's two cats for sure.
100%.
When they go to South Carolina or North, one of the Carolinas, there's a moment where the cat's in the back of the truck, and I'm like, not the same cat. Excellent actor, not.
Oh, it's like the facial expressions. Yeah. I'm like, why do I get what the cat's saying? Always. It's all in the eyes. I was like, damn.
It's in the cat's eyes.
I was like, the Meisner technique is deep.
Did
within
you say the Meisner?
The, it could be the Meisner.
Okay,
but
you
the
almost
Meisner.
Made it. The Meisner. Okay, I love
said
it.
That. I should have said that. Oh man, that was. Oh, we
gotta taken
start,
it.
We gotta start this whole thing over now. God, dang it. It jumps to this guy who's like trying to quit smoking with Quitters Incorporated. He walks in, and he walks in and he's like, "Oh, you know, this is kind of a weird office." And the guy's like, "Oh, come on back." And he goes in and he's like, "Give me your cigarettes." And then he puts them on the table and just smashes them. And I'm like, that's.
I watched this with my roommate who's an actor, and he at that point was like, that was a brilliant, like that was, he's like, I wasn't expecting that. And I was like, yeah, no, like I'm actually, there's some gusto here.
I was like, that was a choice and he made it. And I wonder what the other choices he made, what the other takes were, if there was like, if he like just threw them against a wall.
Yeah,
that
one where funny. There's just like he a takes pull them, each individually.
He takes them and just chucks them out the window. That would also be fun. Smashes. He also, for some reason, has the cat hostage.
Which, again, I love that this cat actually shows up as a through line through the stories. Very cute.
And he is, like, the cat's, like, in this, like, cage thing, room, and he's eating food. But when this certain song is on, he stops eating the food, and he's like, I don't want
very Pavlovian.
You know? And then the guy, the evil man is like, let me just turn on the shock thing. Mm-hmm. And the floor starts shocking the cat, and the cat's like, meow, meow, and you're like, oh my God, stop.
It's genuinely really fucked up.
Like,
and I was like, I hate that this guy's hurting this cat.
Like,
we're
leave it alone. We found out the cat's name is General.
General.
And terrified. And this evil guy threatens we'll call him the Quitter. He has a name. I totally would.
He is a Quitter, but also who the fuck is that?
I don't know his name.
It's James Woods, right?
James
it gotta
Woods,
be
yeah.
James Woods.
Dick
Morrison.
Dick
James
Morrison.
Woods.
Let's call him James Dick. So if he quits smoking, mm-hmm. or if he keeps smoking, they're gonna torture his family.
Well, the series of events is really fucked up.
Because
it's like, if you smoke once, we take your wife and we do this little, like, you know, Stanley Milgram, like, electric dance.
Yeah, and we're gonna do the same thing we did to the cat to your wife.
And then if you do it a second time to your daughter, if you do it a third time, we're gonna come and rape your wife. And I was just like, like this escalates very quickly.
You're like, Jesus Christ, settle down. They're like, we do things a little differently here. You're like, this is to quit cigarettes.
Yeah. Although,
calm down.
Full circle, this is where I was up. This might actually be, like, a really good – I mean, like, listen, if you want to lose weight, if you want to quit smoking, if you want to do any of that –
just threaten your family.
Honestly, it's like that Nathan For You episode where it's like, hey, we'll send a picture of you to your, you know, coworkers if you don't lose this weight, whatever.
Literally.
Sometimes fear is the best motivation.
Fear is absolutely terrifying. So he smokes – he's, like, trying not to smoke. And, you know, there's, like, one night where he tries to smoke late at night, but he sees like some guy in his house, mm-hmm. and he's like, I just put it in my lips, I didn't light it, I didn't do anything. And then like the next day he goes, you know, on this a ferry with
cars. He goes on a ferry with the cars.
Yeah, I was like, what is that called?
A raft.
I don't know, it's the same.
Well, I do like also really quick in between there,
yeah,
there's that party everyone is smoking.
Yeah, everyone's
and everyone smoking. Turns into like, that is one of the best fucking like scenes for like, imagine if you're trying to quit smoking and it's the 80s and you like work in apparently corporate something.
And everyone just smokes. And
everyone
you're just
is
like,
chain smoke. And that one guy's just like, ha ha ha, you think you're going to quit smoking?
He's like,
I don't support
what do you,
you
mean?
I don't believe in you. And I was like, oh my God, this is such a bad friend.
And they're terrible friends, honestly. Yeah. Everyone in this movie is just so bad. And so, oh my God. So he's on the ferry. And he's like, oh, you know what? I'm craving wine. So he pops it a second. He's like, puts on sunglasses. Like, that's going to do any difference. He's like, no one's around. Just pops, starts smoking. And after he's like midway done with the cigarette, he like looks up and the guy next to the car just looks at him, smiles and drives away.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, fuck.
He gets home and like the toast is burning and like he gets there just in time to have missed his wife. Like
and
literally,
his wife
seconds.
Is literally being like it was kidnapped.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God. And the phone rings and he's like, you know where to meet me.
5 p.m., baby. And I'm
5
like,
p.m.
I'm like, why do we need this in between time?
Like,
what do you have to set up?
He's got to think about it when he's done.
Oh, yeah,
he's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
They got to set it up. They got to make sure like the wife is like, you know, startled enough, you know, terrified. So he gets into Quitters Incorporated and it's just absolutely terrified. And he sees his wife in the box and the song starts playing and she's like, no. And then the shocks happen and she's screaming bloody murder.
It's really actually super effective. I think that scene, like I was like, oh God, this is a lot to be watching.
I was like, Jesus Christ, that poor woman.
But I love like the next, I actually do think this is really interesting to have then the next part be like that moment where Becker and Quitters Inc. CEO are like talking. And he says, well, they're either now going to hug or they're going to, you know, she's going to slap him. $10 says they hug. And the other guy's like, oh, no, it's going to be a slap. And I love this weird thing where it's like, imagine if you were someone's like wife or family member or whatever. And it's like, why did I just get tortured? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, I'm trying to quit smoking for you. And this is what happens if I accidentally, I'm so sorry. And like, would you be like, oh, my God, that's so like, thank you. Like, I love that weird moment of like some family member saying, I would do the fact that you're doing that for us. It's a really cool, weird, like psychological moment to be like, some people would actually appreciate this from you and would do, and like the cheersing at the end.
Oh yeah. I would not. I would run.
I would be so, I'd be like, what the fuck, dude? Why did you smoke if you knew that I could be tortured?
Absolutely
I'd be very mad.
And so this guy, he tries to free his wife, and because like one of the evil there's a henchman.
Is it Becker? I think is
Becker.
No, Becker is the dude in the next one.
Oh, that's the next.
Shit, what is
this
guy's
name?
Never
mind. I don't think we found out his name. And he tries to free his wife, and like grabs the gun, and like the cat runs out, and like you know, he like escapes, and his wife starts getting tortured more, and it's just like, and that's like, and then as the cat leaves, that's when we exit the story. So it's like, we don't know.
Except wait, I love the button on this story so much because it's like with some of these, you come into the problem of like, with any like great short or sketch or whatever, it's like escalation has to be like consistent.
Yeah.
And with this at a certain point, it's like, well, we know he's not going to smoke anymore, whatever. I love that cute little thing where it's like, well, smokers sometimes gain weight. You can only be 165 pounds. What do you do to me if I don't? Oh, cut off your wife's little finger. And then having the guy who put him into Quitters Inc. originally, wife be like her finger being cut off. So clever, so cute.
It's adorable.
Just a nice little tap. Again, I just really like this first story.
It's like a little like.
Yeah. And again, my roommate was like, why isn't this the whole movie? He's like, wait, are we done with that already?
We're like, yep, we are. Because we're on to some.
Because we're into Atlantic City, baby.
Atlantic City and little Drew Barrymore's ghost. Story number two. The cat sees little Drew's ghost and she's like, you gotta hurry. You gotta find him. The cat's like, what do you mean?
The cat's like, are you in Atlantic City?
Where are you? Where are you? Who are you?
I'm traveling the trains, baby.
Oh, my God. And so the cat, and then, okay.
Wait, I love the cat bet where they're like, I think this cat's gonna die. I think it can live if it crosses the street.
Literally.
What
so
a horrible
it's like,
moment.
It's out of this casino, and they see this cat in the middle of the road, which is General, and they are like, oh, I bet you $2,000 the cat gets hit by a car. And then the one guy who we find out is like, you know, the evil guy,
of our story, Big Bad.
The evil old man. He's like, I bet you he lives.
Yeah.
And they're like, come here, Katie. And somehow the cat fucking makes it across.
And everyone else dies on the street. It's a 10-car pileup, but
it
the cat
was huge.
Survives.
I was like, damn, yeah. You really just
but
caused
I mean,
that.
That's another thing where I'm like, this...
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
This movie also could be shorter because it's like setting up so much, and I'm like, listen, we don't
we
need
didn't
all
even
this
need
setup.
We didn't need this part.
You
we didn't need this part at all.
You could have started in the apartment with our guy, like just, you know, walking yeah. into the apartment. We don't need all of this backstory at all.
There's a lot
it
of
just sets up betting.
A lot of the movies that I've watched, I'm like, okay, we could have gotten to this so much quicker. I yeah. knew you, like the setup was like
yeah. But especially with the anthology, shorter. It's yeah. like, listen, I want to care about the characters, but you can also I care about a character who's on the side of the roof because he's on the side of the roof.
Yeah.
You don't need to, like, set up 10
oh,
minutes
of
why. Oh,
he's an orphan. His parents died in a fire, and he's yeah. got cancer, and yeah. his leg is cut off.
And you also set up a lot of that dead. Later with, like, the tennis yeah. pros. It's like, come on. We don't need
It's like, we all He's on the side project. Of a building. We're sad. It's
I'm tense, yeah.
Yeah, I'm tense. So, So, the evil guy's wife and the tennis coach are running away mm-hmm. and he's so the tennis guy is like oh I'm going to he's like to the wife he's like I'll meet you in
I have to get money
I have yeah. to get money I'll meet you in a couple of days just go stay mm-hmm. safe and he gets kidnapped and taken hostage to,
which wait really quick if you're ever like gonna run away with someone don't have like he's in the white convertible don't have a car that everyone can just point out on the street
have like a Prius or
yes,
something
be a little more inconspicuous
like, literally it's like
genuinely dude you're stealing like an Atlantic City mob boss's wife and you're doing it in a white convertible
you're stupid you deserve
chill.
To die
chill
so he gets kidnapped and the guy's like, I'm the evil old dude's like, I'm gonna frame you for smuggling heroin and all this stuff. And he's like, or I'm gonna place a bet with you. If you can walk around this entire skyscraper on the ledge, I will set you free. I will let you live. I will let you can go have my wife. You can have all these things. And he's like, I'll take that bet. Fine. And so he starts going on the ledge. Of course, the old man is like, ah, I gotcha. Ooh. Gotta keep you on your toes.
Throws like a scarf at him at one point. Literally like takes his finger and like
I was
every
just
time.
Like every and it's like the I know it's a green screen, but him on the side of the ledge, I was like, I hate this.
My core activated every time that he started to like I was like,
he,
no
he,
core.
Like, he would like fall, he'd be yeah. like, whoa. And I'm like, oh cold, god. Cold. I'm like, how are, I would fall. I would immediately
Oh,
die.
I'd fall so quickly.
And then he like turns the corner and there's just birds flying and a bird's pecking at his feet.
Yeah.
And he finds a little ledge. And, like, hides in there and then, like, the old
gets
man,
water blast.
Water blast. And he's like, if you don't get ready in 30 seconds, I'm going to
Yeah. I will say pissed off that he wasn't wet the rest of the episode.
Literally.
Or, like, the little short. I was like, you should be freezing.
You're
you
like,
should be damp. You should be slippery. This is too much.
Somebody, there's some continuity errors
yes.
right there.
Or maybe it's just so windy.
It's so windy that he drives so fast. Super fast. So he's walking around and, you know, you got the birds. You got the wind. He kicks the bird. That was funny. Yeah. Honestly, I was like, fuck that bird.
Yeah.
The bird deserves to die. So he's finally around the corner. He makes it. He's fine. And now the old guy's like, when you hear – he's like to this hitman because he hired a hitman as well. He's like, when you hear me say this certain line, I want you to come in and shoot yeah. The tennis guy. So he comes – so, you know, tennis guy comes in. He's like, you did it. Congrats.
Yeah.
And the hitman comes in.
Which
like,
is funny. He also
die.
Comes in a little late.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, you missed your cue. You had yeah. one job.
It's literally all right, all rights, you know, something, whatever. And I'm like, dude, come on out.
You missed your cue. Also, he said it – I thought he was going to say it a little bit like wait. Wait a little bit. He's like, oh, all right, all right.
It was the first thing he said when the guy came
like,
in. Yeah.
Damn. No wonder why he missed this.
I'm
cue,
like,
honestly.
Yeah.
And so he's like, oh, yeah, and then you get my wife. So he throws him a bag of money, and in the bag of money is his wife's head.
Yeah.
And just rolls out.
A lot
out.
Of
you're
decapitated
like,
heads and stuff.
You're like, whoa, okay.
And well, that's always, it's always like the wordplay of like, I made you a bet. I said you could have her, not that she'd be alive. And I'm just like, I love.
You're
I
like,
love.
Oh, you should have thought carefully. So, and the cat is there because I think we forgot to mention this. The old man takes the cat home.
Adopted him.
Because that is his prize.
Yes. Because of the lucky bet.
Because he won the bet. And it's his lucky cat. And so the cat runs away.
Yeah. But the cat has a moral compass. And every time, like, the cat's always, like, hissing, like, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
And the guy's like, you stupid cat.
Yeah. And then the cat does trip the henchman who has the gun, which is how our hero ultimately is able to circumvent the whole thing. And I love it. It's like, come on. If you put someone on a ledge, get ready to be put on that.
Oh, yeah. And then, so the cat runs away, and the guys, the tennis guy's like to the old guy, he has the gun now. He's like, you're going to go on the ledge. Does the same thing, but this time with the bird. The bird fucks him up so much when he's on that ledge, the old man, that he falls and dies.
I love.
And as he should. And the final story, it's officially, we finally get to Drew. And it's about a family, a mom, dad, and daughter, Drew Barrymore. And this cat runs into the house, you know, stray cat, find out the cat's, this is general. We finally figure out who the cat is.
The cat's role is.
The main story. And the husband decides to scare the daughter into thinking that, like, the cat steals humans' breath, especially kids' breath, which is super weird. Like, he'll, like the cat will, like, as she's sleeping, will suck her life force out or something, and then she'll, like, die.
As if cats want to be children, first of all.
And she's saying she's having nightmares about this monster, and they're like, oh.
Well, this is the whole, like, help me, there's a troll in my room. You know,
like, and they're like, oh, little, she's just a little kid. She doesn't know. No, but, like, General is like, oh, something's up. I know I have to protect
cats are
this girl.
Smart.
And so, and General's keeping, like, the monsters away. And the monster's this little, like, leprechaun troll-looking ass. And he's the one trying to steal the little girl's breath. Mm-hmm. And he, like, pops out of the wall and then, like...
And he keeps, like, holding her nose closed. It's very creepy.
He's like, oh, I... Yeah. And then she's like... and then he's like, little, like, fingers are, like, little, like, prongs.
Yeah. But I also do, like, the size. Like, there's a lot of moments where it's, like, clearly an actor in, like, a larger, you know, like, everything's in a larger space. And then sometimes it's a little CGI. But I like the way that they try to incorporate this thing being, like, cat-sized.
It was, like, practical, too. Everything was, like, everything felt...
Yeah.
Real.
And by being in a child's bedroom, it was, like, so much, you know, easier to scale things.
Yeah.
But no, I mean.
It was so impressive.
I honestly didn't love this one the most.
Oh, it wasn't. It was fine. It was.
But I had a lot of fun.
It was very fun. And so the mom, she's like, I hate cats. I hate, you know, I don't want General here.
But I think it's because her mom is the one who believes in the cat breath thing.
Yeah.
And I think the dad is like, oh, your mom's going to say, you know, this. I think the dad is kind of like. Smarter.
But it's just, I don't know. And then, so she's like, oh, I'm going to capture General and send him to...
Be euthanized?
And I was like, damn, mom, set, like...
Yeah.
That's okay. But of course, General escapes. Because
General.
He's a beast. He escapes. He's not going to be euthanized today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today.
I know. I was going to say next time he's at the pound.
Next time he's at the pound, he probably will. Because I'll be like, yeah, not today, fucker. Yeah. You're going down. And the little girl is just like terrified. She's like, General! It's like storming. Yeah. She's just screaming. And
it's very poltergeisty. Like, you know, parents trying to get in the room. Very 80s in general. And it was 85. I was wrong when I said 81.
And... So she's in her room, and the door, the little leprechaun thing, like, puts, like, a wedge in the door, and so her parents can't get in, and starts sucking her breath.
I was kind of wondering how many seconds of breath life do you think we have? Because it went on for a long time.
I was like, and she's not even, like, dead yet.
And she's so small.
And she's a small bean.
She's
so
very
small. Like,
I love Drew Barrymore, by the way. I loved her so much. She was very good.
She's so cute. And she's just... She's so cute, but just like this is a little Drew.
She is
face
so cute.
Is so cute, and all of a sudden, like General, like finds his way into the house.
Cat fight. Yeah,
he's just like, literal cat fight.
It's like a Toy Story level. Like I'm grabbing balloons and going up here, and like everything is just it's just very fun.
It's very like you know like the yeah like the troll like grabs the balloons and the cat's like playing with the balloons.
Yeah,
and then. you know, the troll has like a little knife and like stabs General a couple times. You're like, damn, chill.
And at the end of the movie, when the dad holds up the knife, you're like, that is smaller than I expected.
It's a little baby knife.
But it, yeah, like I kind of, it's
hey,
really
small. Hey, it's not the size of the knife. It's what it's you do
the,
with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. It's the point. It's the sharp.
It's what you do with it. And how they kill this troll is General, the troll hides from the cat on this record player, and General starts playing it, and Drew's like, faster! Make it go faster!
Wait, but the song that's playing is, is it Every Step You'll... It's
yes, it's Every
Breath You Take. I'll Be Watching,
Every Breath You Take.
Which they also play in Quitters, Inc., and I loved when it comes on in Quitters, Inc., because I'm like, ha, 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 so fun. And then at the end, kind of a nice full circle. I love it.
And then he just keeps, faster, and he keeps speeding it up, and the troll's like, whoa, 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 and then he just... into a fan and explodes.
Into a box fan. Into a college dorm level box fan.
And just explodes.
Which should not... If I put my hand in one of those...
It was the 80s.
It shouldn't be metal, though. It should be this doesn't happen that way.
Safety wasn't a priority in the 80s.
Safety not guaranteed in the 80s.
Exactly.
Rooms were not child-proofed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
So the parents get in and they, you know... the daughter's like, Drew's like, oh, like, look at the hole. Like, look at the thing. I told you.
Also, the mom being like, we're not going to talk about this.
Don't ever talk about
it. The dad's like, we should probably tell someone. Mom's like, no, not at all. And Drew Barrymore's like, well, then this happens. And mom's like, that's blackmail. And she's like, isn't it, though?
But we're going to keep the cat,
aren't she's
we?
Like, thanks, mom.
I'm going to keep General. And they're like, okay, we'll keep the cat.
Which also, you should.
I mean, General saved everybody. I love this movie. What did you give it out of 10?
7.5.
I gave it an 8.
I love that.
I this is, I think 8's like the highest I've gone so far.
Really?
I give it a lot of 4s and 5s.
Oh, but this is just fun.
It was so fun. And like, it was like a good, I like this anthology series because it was like, you could get more into each character versus like.
Again, being like 3, and I believe Creepshow 2 is also just 3.
Yeah.
But it's like 3 is probably enough.
The more you have is like. The more, there's like too many, I'm getting lost.
Yeah.
You know, type of thing.
But it's also, again, I think they're two of the stronger, like, I think all of these are pre-written. They're not originals for this.
Okay.
They're all like shorts that he's had before. And I do think he's often, Stephen King is like very strong with his original source material.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's always, you're always going to get some of them where like, he's a man who's so prolific that half the endings, you know, aren't endings. You just can't.
Oh, yeah.
At the level he's at, it's like, some of it's not great.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of it's fucking perfect.
Oh, yeah.
And so this kind of falls in the middle of, like, I like that someone picked some of the good, less... Like, none of these, except the last one, are really that supernatural.
Yeah.
Like, Quitters, Inc. could totally happen. The Bet one. It's like... Besides the cat element. It's these are actually just kind of, like, fucked up, fun short stories and horror shorts.
Yeah. They were spooky. Honestly, they had regard, like, there wasn't a lot of, like, there was really no gore.
Yeah.
No blood.
But I was pretty tense.
A lot of them, especially the one on the building. I was I know this is a green screen. He's doing a great job acting.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, ah!
I know,
like, I'm not afraid of heights, but if I'm on a ledge, I get a little
woozy. Thinking about those moments where it's like, what do you put your...
Like, what... Yeah. I'm like, oh, like...
Do you take your shoes off? Do you leave them on? What's better?
I don't know. To have more traction and then, like, to... I don't know. It's... And then to,
and
like,
the first time when he turns around and it's the wind is gusting.
Oh, my God. It's just...
No.
Anxiety. This is an anxiety inducing. Yeah. So you said... What did you say?
7.5.
7.5. I said 8. So, yeah.
7.75. Yeah, we keep, like, meeting
it's,
in these
middles. That's what you gotta do. But,
yeah.
That's amazing. So, do you have anything you want to plug?
I'm gonna plug... let's give it 6 or 7 years. Liz Hollins directing It.
Ooh.
The miniseries. I'm kidding.
The
but give me a couple years. That's it's just Stephen King.
I
want to direct so badly a Stephen King. I've been trying to do one of those, like, give him a dollar, get a short
style
things.
Yes, I've heard about that. Yeah.
And, you know, there's a couple that I really love. That might be my next. Like, this is just really, I love talking about Stephen King.
That's so that. Stephen King's the best.
Yeah. So me in, like, hopefully 5 to 10 years having a career.
Amazing.
And then my Instagram.
Yes.
It's Movie Maniac Girl. There you go. It's
amazing.
Fun.
That's well, it. You've been a delight. Thanks for talking.
Anyhow.
Cats Eye, all things Stephen King with me.
I love.
Today. And guys, we'll see you next time. Stay spooky.
Ooh.
You can follow us on Instagram at @horroratthestore. And you can follow me as well at KT Hetty.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.